Welcome to Let It Be Easy with Susie Moore.
Do you experience enough beauty in your day? Oh my, the world is full of beauty. And I swear we're looking at our phones, or we're looking at the traffic, or we're looking at the news, or we're looking at that problem area of the house that needs to be tidied up. And we are blind somehow to the magic in our lives. You know what? One thing that I will say is that because I'm a woman without kids, I love kids so much. I love playing with them. I love talking to them. I love the really interesting, honest things that they say. I love seeing how they view the world with their newer lens, that young lens. And kids to me are such a joy. And because I don't have the responsibility of the cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of the health, the school drop-offs, all those many, many things that parents do, I have so much admiration for parents. I get to enjoy the really fun parts. And one thing that I love to do sometimes is tell the parents of the kids who I hang out with, who are my friends, the really funny, cute, insightful things that their kids say. Often they're really funny, they're really random, they make up full stories, they have all these big imaginations. And I love to share that because we get to enjoy and relish the magic of the beauty that is the child that, of course, you know, also comes with lots of other busy work. And we can just sometimes just through life, through the day to day, not always tune in to the beauty. I mean, think about it. I'm not perfect, but I love to put fresh flowers in my home. I like to take a moment and look into my sweet little dog's eyes, especially when she's just lying down in the sun, looking at me. Do you ever just, when you're even taking a walk, look up at the sky? Look at the moon at night? Do you ever just put your palm on a tree for 30 seconds, feel it, feel that tree that's maybe been there for hundreds of years and it's in the park next to your house? When you pet your cat, for example, are you really with her, noticing her purring, that presence? You can choose to experience beauty daily on purpose. Whenever I do this, whenever I tune into this, sometimes I even just look at my husband when he's doing something and he'll catch me looking at him and he'll be like, "What are you looking at?" And I'm like, "Nothing." But I feel such a love for him as I watch him concentrating on something. This allows me to know that happiness, joy, that contentment that I want to feel, it's something that I make. It's not an emotion that randomly decides to show up here and there, right? Happiness is a decision I make with my focus, not an emotion I randomly feel sometimes. And that's how powerful we are. Are you putting yourself in front of things that move you? Are you noticing them? Are you enjoying the wind in your lungs, the sun in your skin? I was just reading about this young woman who, she has a terminal illness, and she's been sharing about it all over TikTok, amassing quite a following, a very inspirational young woman. And she says, you know, what she's going to miss is warm pancakes, hot showers, the sun on her face. I wanted to cry listening to that. The beauty that surrounds us. Do we have to wait until there's a diagnosis or wait until it's too late? I don't think so. Tune in. It takes just a second and it changes your day. Until tomorrow, my friends, so much love and ease. Hey friend, are you feeling stuck in any era of your life right now? I've got you. With over a decade in coaching and 1,000 self-help books under my belt, I've refined 6 journal prompts that I'm giving to you for free that'll help you coach yourself to a better life in just 6 days. These are amazing if you feel stuck, if you ever battle self-doubt, if you feel restless, if you find goal setting challenging. These prompts are gems in a sea of generic advice. Click the link in the show notes for your free access.